And that's is it the same person who delivered the mail from the James Bay into the York factory? Does he carry the mail back, or does he go home his own time? That was the question. And who is this person? Is there any record to know that who was the person who would be doing this? Because our people, Muskego, they don't carry the names. They don't remember the names unless they have a nickname or extraordinary name that they could, can be remembered. Something like Awisagijak. So that's a story about the mailman, Hudson Bay mailman, and he was known only as the great servant of the Hudson Bay Company. You don't even have to say Hudson Bay Company. All that was said was the great servant. That's it. Just cheat the skin out of him. That's the name that was applied to him. So that's as far as I'm going to talk about this person. And the next one I'm going to talk about is the person that was worked that worked for again for the Hudson Bay Company. Somewhere around 1682, when the fur trading company, as known Hudson Bay Company, began to operate all around the Hudson Bay and James Bay, having to have a distant places to do fur trade with the people, with the First Nation, and also to gather all the fur around the bay requires a lot of volunteer work. Even hundreds of trappers have to travel distance to bring their furs to the trading post, and also a departing point or shipping point has to be located, which was then at the beginning at the York factory. And the York factory was the center of the activity at that time, and so is recorded in the Hudson Bay history. But never was recorded very much about how the natives cooperate. There never is any given credit to these people. And they're the one who established the company, not the fur traders, but the people who gathered the first, harvest the first of all kinds. And they work at the same time. And they were the local people who were hired to do all the labor to get the factors like settlement of the European to stay alive, to get the wood, the heating supply and all those things. And the food to be able to feed the people who work there during the summer, and also especially in the summer, they would have to have a food to feed them early spring when they begin to work. And there were many, and when the ship began to come, there were more coming, and there was no food. There was not enough food for them, and they had to have a local food. And it was sent that time then. The Hudson Bay Company had harvesting activity, let's say local food harvesting, and therefore they established some sort of a goose camp operation and also a fishing camp operation. And then now we come to the point of goose camps. Some local people, some elders in James Bay who remembered the stories from their grandfathers or passed on to them, have mentioned about how the Hudson Bay Company used to set up the goose camps and hire the locals to shoot the geese, and the geese would be stored into the wooden cakes where the bacon and those things had been brought in as a trade. And then with those wooden cakes, the snow geese were packed in there with salt. And these cakes would be shipped into the York factory by these little York food that I have mentioned.